Let us all, under the sound of my voice, discover the key points from Luke chapter 1, verse 23 through 38. The first point is trusting submission to God Almighty. That's the first point. When Mary said, "Let it be unto me as you have said, my Lord," that's called trusting submission to God Almighty. The second point is trusting attitude. When you have a trusting submission, it comes together with a trusting attitude toward Jesus Christ. Then evidence of God's power and grand affirmation. You don't have to worry about what God's going to do, but I guarantee you, when you put your trusting submission in effect with a trusting attitude, evidence of God's power and grand affirmation is going to take place. And then the connection of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is a part of everything that's taking place with Mary. The connection of the Holy Spirit with Jesus' life of purity. That's the same thing that applies to you and me when we are connected in new life with the birth of the Holy Spirit. The life that is the result from the enveloping cloud identified as the Son of God. Now, the assumption of an immediate fulfillment before marriage. There is an assumption, and there will be an immediate fulfillment before marriage. That's what happened with Mary and Joseph. Predictions that came from God Almighty. You can't second guess that nor question that. The predictions that come from God Almighty, they come from God Almighty. And the foretold encounter with the angel of the Lord, Gabriel. God is still sending his angels to stand before his people to give his people the message that comes directly from God. But until you have a trusting submission and a trusting attitude, you won't be a witness to the grand affirmation. You won't be a witness to the connection of the Holy Spirit. You won't understand what it means to live pure. You won't understand what the cloud identified as the Son of God is all about, because you won't be able to identify with the assumption of an immediate fulfillment before marriage, if marriage is your lot. And then the predictions that come from God Almighty, they won't apply to you. The foretold encounter with the angel of the Lord, Gabriel, that's for the people that are chosen by God.